Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome back. Hope everybody had a great vacation, a great Thanksgiving. It's now time. I have my Santa Claus suit on. I'm fully dressed as Santa today.
That's crazy, man. You look good.
Thank you. This is a real beard.
You look just like him.
Thank you. I ate a lot. This is not stuffing in the shirt. Yes. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Glass. So here's what we're going to do for the Monday question to get to know. And this is rooted in something Amy was talking about. And I'll let you tell the story first. But Amy's now drinking hot water. Like, she drinks hot water.
Just plain. I used to do hot lemon water every single morning. And then...
Because why?
I read somewhere to do it. And I was like, oh, it's a good just way read. To set
and
up the
is it
day
good for you or not?
Detox. I don't know.
Why do you keep saying you read somewhere and then you don't know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, is the lemon water not good for you?
No, I think it's totally fine for you. I think you absolutely... There's a lot of great properties in lemon.
Why are you drinking hot water now?
But now you don't even need the lemon. You just do hot water because... Your organs detoxify. It promotes blood circulation, relaxes muscles, better digestion, and anti-aging.
There you go. All that's happening with a drink of water.
It's just so hot, warm water.
If you're thirsty and you want water, like just drink hot water.
No, it says first thing in the morning.
That doesn't feel right. Drink hot water.
So first thing in the morning, you're supposed to take a cold shower and then drink hot water.
Yes. At the same time.
Yes.
Your body freaks out and explodes.
I also, literally, the article next to this when I saw that was cold shower every day.
Well, here's the get to know question. What are you currently doing to have good health or to have better health?
Okay.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Go.
I make smoothies now. I've never done that before, and I put a lot of protein in it, and apparently that's good. It makes me feel stronger. I don't know. I really don't know if it's working or not, but I've been doing it for like, 3 or 4 months now. I make like acai fruit, smoothies with a little bit of kale in there. It's crazy. I've never lived this kind of life.
You also exercise hard 3 or 4 times a week?
And that's my reward. So like the smoothie tastes great. So I don't get the smoothie unless I work out.
I love that. I love how you do that.
You have to do that to yourself.
I love
weird.
That. No.
You don't have to earn
yes,
food.
Yes, you do. Yes,
no, you don't.
I don't
he does.
No. I can eat food.
He does.
Food.
He needs to.
I can eat any food I want.
He eats pizza all the time. But get that smoothie, that sweet smoothie, that's directly associated with the workout.
That's right.
Okay.
That a boy.
Yeah, man.
I like to punish myself if I don't do stuff. I like to reward myself, too.
I learn from the best.
Boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom. He goes hard. Eddie goes hard. Like, I'm proud of him. Lunchbox,
thank you.
I play rec soccer on Wednesday nights. Co-ed. The oldest man in the league, still out there trying to...
You're the LeBron of your league?
100%.
Wow.
That's awesome.
100%.
LeBron's the oldest player in the NBA.
Right.
I do some running, and then also I've been dabbling in that hot yoga, trying to get those... Because I told you my goal was to be more flexible by the end of the year. So I've been dabbling in that hot yoga. And let me tell you, it's just survival in there.
It's survival. I agree.
It's not, like, enjoyable. Like, it's,
I would wear
like,
a watch just to stare at the clock.
I want to wear a watch so bad, and there's no clock in there.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh,
it's like
my
Vegas
God.
In there. A when miserable Vegas end? In hell. That's what it feels like.
How do you do with your shoulder?
No, I can do only half the moves. I can do none of it.
It takes a nap for the other half.
And I'm like, I try, and I mean, I'm doing everything, and it's just like, and the teacher's like, oh, just gracefully float to the top of the mat. And I'm like, blah, blah. And then she's like, you know, now slowly come out of it and go to Savasana. And I'm like, plop, onto the ground. I mean, the people around me, I'm flinging sweat.
Do you ever fart? Fart?
I've done that before.
But not on purpose.
No, not on purpose.
Just accidental?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always funny, though. When someone does it, it's like, you're like,
but where it's really hot, that's kind of, ooh, that's
you don't know who did it, though. Everybody's butts in the air.
Yeah. And you're not concentrating on others. You're worried about your own journey.
And you're tortured. Yeah, I felt that.
The flinging of the sweat is what gets
me. I mean, I can't help it. There's no smoothness to my movements.
Like, less.
It's hard.
Move slower.
No. It's impossible. It's like, oh, you know, and then to come out of this move.
It's impossible for him to move slower, Amy.
Okay, well.
Yes, because it's
like.
Take
a towel.
Oh, I do.
Amy, you're up.
Well, I am taking silent walks, something I've added. I used to just hike.
It's a silent walk, just a walk?
Where you don't
talk? I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not listening to anything. And I'm just.
So you're just taking a walk?
Yeah, but I mean, I will. It's like a hike. It's an intentional hike.
I like it.
With the trees.
Huh.
And right?
Just because there's trees around?
And I'm focusing on my breath.
Good for you.
And so I may go do that, like a 30-minute silent walk.
You don't make any noise while crunching the leaves?
Well, I can't help that.
There's a little bit of noise.
It's been really good for my mental health.
Man, I saw a guy walking in my neighborhood. He scared me. I thought he was wearing a vest, like one of those bad terrorist vests. Mm-hmm. But it turns out it's a weight vest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a buddy who walks in like a 50-pound weight vest.
Scared me, man. I'm like, whoa, guys.
He hikes in a weight vest. Yeah, he's on a hike with a 50-pound weight vest. It's called...
50 pounds?
Yeah, it's called like wienering or something.
I don't know if it's called that.
Yeah, I think it's called that.
That'd be a weird name.
No.
I'm going wienery and I'll be back, honey.
No, when I find the name of it.
Shucking.
Something like that.
Yes.
Shucking?
It's not shucking, but it's something like that.
They have a competition here in town and they walk by my house.
With vests on?
Yes. And it's like an all day thing and you got to walk to certain checkpoints.
It's like rucking.
Rucking.
Rucking, that's it.
Is it rucking?
Yeah.
I mean, I just said wienery because my mind went.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, we got there.
Mostly similar to Lunchbox. I've been stretching 3 times a day, 15 minutes a day, every day. I do it in the morning. I do it in the afternoon. I do it at night. I've never been able to touch my toes my whole life. I can touch my toes pretty easily now.
It's amazing.
My new goal is to get my palms on the ground.
Yeah, when people do that, that's really cool.
I'm not close right now, but I stretch all the time.
Okay, so you met your milestone. Lunchbox, have you been able to touch the toes?
No.
He dabbles, though. I'm not sure he's fully in yet.
Yeah, I dabble. Like, I mean,
He's warming up.
No, when you stretch, do you just do the bend, like, where you just go straight down to your toes and that's it?
I have a whole series that I do.
I don't have any of that.
Yeah, I do, like, 15 minutes. It's, like, 9 series.
15 minutes of stretching?
3 times a day.
Wow, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. That's tough.
It is tough. I mean, then I have a rope that I put on my feet to stretch my hamstrings.
Oh, that's good. You ever do that roller thing on your leg?
I do it on my back.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, I
bought a roller for my back from Shark Tank.
I also put my legs in there for 10 minutes a day.
Okay.
Amy.
Silently?
Up against the wall, like a 90-degree angle.
Silently?
I mean, it's good for your lymphatic system.
Atta girl.
You have a partner with that? You have a partner with that?
Okay, y'all are... Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're ready for the show. We're back.
Y'all are
Thank
so
you. Let's start the show now. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. It's that time of year when I pull teeth, trying to get a good Christmas list from my wife so I don't have to be subjected to the annual, if you really love me, you would know conversation. This year, however, I feel like a trap's being set. She thinks gift cards are too impersonal. She's now telling me she wants clothes. Nothing specific, just clothes. Well, that puts me in a position of getting the wrong thing, wrong style, or worst of all, wrong size, which will be a whole other nightmare. Bobby, I know you're known for gift giving. Does she really want clothes? How do I make this as painless as possible? Signed, husband and the holiday hustle. So the size thing is tricky. So if you're confused or if you're borderline, get the smaller one and let her exchange it.
But can't you just go into the closet?
Yeah.
No, because sometimes though, I don't know about all the other women out there, but what I do, I also have bloated clothes.
Oh, like certain clothes you wear when you're feeling bigger.
Do you have those, or am I the only girl here who does that?
Okay, so you're saying he may look at the wrong section?
Yeah. Or maybe you can see what she's wearing for a couple of days and track those and see what size they are.
Yes, that's a good idea.
But I would still, if you're borderline and some clothes, us ladies know when you buy stuff online, sometimes it says runs smaller, runs large. You know, there are, just be careful is what I want to say, because that'll walk you into a trap that you didn't really even plan to step in. Two, I feel like she's given you some sort of clue if she just says clothes. Like there's something that you've missed. Because she wouldn't just say something generic and expect you to go figure it out, Inspector Gadget. She wouldn't. You've missed some sort of clue. So think back. What could you do? I like it that here we are. It's almost December, but not December yet. So you still have a little bit of time. But if you're going to get her clothes, get her something that, one, are a little bit practical. Get a couple things. Two, something kind of nice, and get one, even if it's a small one, really splurge item. So she's not like, oh, you just got me normal clothes.
Yeah, like lingerie.
I wouldn't do that one. But clothes is tough, and then I would get her one side present as well that's not just clothes. Mm. But you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money to do this either.
Yeah, could he talk to a friend of hers?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. You can talk to a best friend. Like, what can I get her? But if she's mouthy, then she'll go tell her, and then you're like, oh, she asked my friend.
Well, then I would be like, oh, yeah, he's really trying to make sure that it's good. He went to my friend. Like,
no, I hear you, but sometimes people are mouthy, you know.
Okay.
It's a tough situation. It feels like she wants to trap you, so she has things to hold against you so she can get other things.
It sounds like
a trap.
But
that's who you married.
That sounds crazy.
That's the relationship you're in, buddy. Good luck.
Maybe.
I think if you tier it like I suggested, I think that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little time and effort, but you have time to do it. So thank you for that email. Good luck. Fill us in. Let us know what you did.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Hyundai driving test. Who is the worst driver on the show?
Is it Amy?
I've only backed into one basketball goal. And, well, one fire hydrant. And then, well, one garage gate.
Eddie.
I don't have road rage. I'm a vigilante.
Morgan.
Well, there's only 27 ducks on my dashboard. But I can still see.
Or
Lunchbox.
Hopefully my car starts.
Find out.
This week.
Bones. Hey, glad you guys are here. We're back at work. So our Christmas show comes up in a couple weeks. We always do a theme. We voted on the theme before we went away for Thanksgiving. And the theme starts with a random letter. So we'll do the letter generator. Whatever letter it lands on has got to be what the gift starts with. Okay?
Yeah.
Now I have everybody's name here, and I'm just going to draw for everybody. And when I draw, I'll say who you are and who you're buying for. Okay? Amy, you will be buying for me.
Oh, okay, cool.
Dang, Bobby, that's rough, man.
Hey, that's not hard or anything.
We don't know what the letter is.
No, but I'm just saying she only has half the income now. Not going to be as good.
But she didn't have to buy as many people gifts either.
True that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie.
Yeah.
You're buying for...
Give me Lunchbox.
Raymundo.
Oh, cool.
You!
I got you, Ray.
Thanks, man. I'll get you on the back end.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm buying for this person.
You're buying for this person.
Hey, who wants me? Wait, I said, who wants me?
We said nothing.
Abby.
Oh, no.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
This is terrible. This is terrible.
That has to be rigged.
This is terrible.
Oh, no. Why every time? He's not going to be good. We already know it.
No, he's not going to be good.
Oh, my God.
Can you redraw?
No,
redraw.
I can't.
Redraw.
I definitely. Oh, man. That sucks. Oh, sorry about that.
That sucks, Abby.
I know.
All right.
Even he says it.
Morgan. You'll be buying for Scuba.
Ooh, Scoobs, I got you.
Oh, man. Hey.
We don't even know the letter yet, though. We have to get the letter.
All right, Bobby, who are you drawing for?
I'm not there yet.
What?
Hey.
Do you want me to go ahead and pull mine out and lay it to the side?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Watch. Shake it up. Nothing fishy happening here. Mm-hmm. I got it. I'm going to
put it in your pocket.
I'm gonna
put it in your
sit
pocket.
On it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
You want it to be you?
Yeah.
All right, Mike D.
He's like, what if it's C? Car.
Cash.
No, Mike car, D, you will car. Be buying... Mike D, you'll be buying for Eddie.
Hey!
Eddie's acting excited.
I am excited.
Eddie, just shut up. You're disappointed.
No, what? Mike gives good gifts.
Yeah, he does.
Scuba Steve.
Oh, I'm great.
You'll be buying for... Lunchbox.
Dang it. Payback for last year.
What do you mean?
You got me a crappy gift last year.
Uh-oh.
Raymundo.
I got you a Shaquille O'Neal shirt you still wear.
No, I have it. Yeah. He's never worn it. I have it.
Oh, you gave it to him.
No, I won in a contest.
Idiot.
All right.
This is Ray.
Raymundo. Mm-hmm. Amy.
Yay.
Yeah.
And then finally, Abby. Mike D. Woo. I got Morgan again. I got Morgan last year, too.
Second in a row.
All right. I think I got Morgan. Yep. Okay. So Abby has Mike D.
Sucka.
I have Morgan. Okay. So now we're going to spin the wheel. So it's a random video.
This is the letter.
And I'll record it here. We'll do the first one won't count. Let's just spin the wheel and see what it was. Okay. Go ahead. Here's the first one. The wheel is spinning. And it ends on... The letter would have been H.
Oh, Hummer.
H.
So we're gonna remove that. Oh, let's leave H up there.
Horse.
A hot dog.
Oh, do we want to pull H down? Okay, pull H. It can't be H.
Can't be H.
Okay.
This one's for real. Whatever the letter is.
Oh, you know what we could have got for H? Hooker.
Stop.
Stop. You're such an idiot.
Stop.
You're such an idiot. It's not the same funny.
It's not.
Okay, here we go. Let's, here we go.
That's, I would have got Abby that.
For stop. Sure.
Some
okay.
guy shows yes. up okay. in a banana hammock. Are you Abby? Here we go. Let's spin that wheel. All right, here we go. I'm recording it on my phone so you guys can see it.
Come on, see.
The letter is.
Uh-oh.
S.
Oh,
don't. Lunchbox.
That's gross, dude.
A pile of
S. Everybody good?
Yeah, I gotta start thinking.
Start thinking
me?
About
me? Yeah. Hooray.
Oh, I got it for you, dude. You want to write
Thank
it down?
You. Let me play this song. We're back. Everybody, Christmas season.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So November is National Adoption Awareness Month, and in Vieira, Florida, they had a huge event. They rented out a stadium because 12 kids were getting adopted to 10 different families. So this is cool because when I adopted my kids, we had a gym and we had little...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we like blew
party.
Up whatever those blow up
For the
things.
Party.
Bouncy houses.
But bouncy houses.
Did they do the party in the stadium?
So yeah, so they had a big party because all of these families, 10 families were adopting 12 kids. And to highlight one family is really cool is Chiquina Turner. She was an adoption case manager for like a lot of years, and then finally working so long in it, she's like, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna adopt. Dang. So she adopted a two-year-old as well, and she was part of that party.
That's why I don't work at like an animal rescue, because I'd adopt all the animals. And that's why I don't work as a child protective worker,
because you would have all the kids.
I'd take them all.
Yeah, I mean, you'd imagine, right? She's done this for so long, and finally she did it. It's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Let's play overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated. Those are your 3 options. Let's do holidays. It can be overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated.
Okay.
Christmas.
Perfectly rated. Everybody loves it.
Perfectly rated.
Underrated. It doesn't get enough love.
Christmas?
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Like it gets a lot.
Well, you know what, actually?
Hang out with.
I would normally say overrated, the old me, years ago, but now I kind of get it a little bit. So I'm going to go perfectly rated.
Nice.
New Year's Eve.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Perfectly rated.
Oh, yeah?
Amazing. New Year's Eve is what life is about.
I've never had a good New Year's Eve.
Because you ever. Don't know how to live.
I've had good ones. I haven't had great ones. And that's the expectation. Because even a good one just feels like bleh. Mm. It needs to be great. I go overrated.
Overrated.
We just finished Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Perfectly rated.
Perfectly rated.
Perfectly rated.
Same. Thanksgiving is like it. It's solid.
Get to eat.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is like, they say apple stock is. You know it is solid. I don't have any, but you buy it. And,
oh, the company apple.
Yeah.
Speaking of stocks, I have to circle back
on
that.
Yeah, we have to circle back on that. Halloween.
Ooh.
I'm going to go, as an adult, overrated.
Yeah, overrated.
Wow.
Overrated for me too.
Underrated. I feel like we don't. Listen, I love Halloween. I think we should give more days off for Halloween, sort of like Thanksgiving. Give you 3 days. It is so fun to decorate and see, like, the.
You don't decorate on Halloween, though.
No, but I'm saying. And then it just is over like that.
But what do you need all the 3 days for?
Because it's so cool, man. Like, Thanksgiving. Why do you have 3 days?
Travel, family.
Travel.
We just decided it's a prioritized holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to do that with Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one would you want to take off, though?
I'd rather take Thanksgiving off.
Oh, you want to switch Thanksgiving with Halloween?
Yeah, I think Halloween is more important than Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Food and drink. Bacon.
Oh, that's easy.
Perfectly bacon. Rated.
Bacon might be overrated.
Overrated.
Wow, I hate agreeing.
Overrated.
With him.
Give me sausage any day.
I'm gonna go perfectly rated.
Yeah.
I want to change my answer.
Lobster.
Oh, never had it.
Over couldn't be more overrated.
Okay.
Overrated. Perfectly rated. It's delicious.
Really?
I love it.
Is it delicious because people tell you it's fancy?
Yep, that's right.
Got it.
No, it's delicious because you dip it in butter.
I don't even dip
you
in
can
that
do that
butter.
With crab legs.
Yeah, take any.
But yes, people tell you it's fancy, and so you see it, and I'm like, that's awesome.
Starbucks.
Overrated.
Ooh. Overrated.
Perfectly rated.
I go perfectly rated.
The fact that they have lines in the street,
you
like
know
cars,
why?
It's so stupid.
You know good. Why? It's perfectly rated.
All right, alcohol.
Oh, underrated. Underrated. I mean, it brings so much happiness and joy to people.
Does it? Because there's a group of people that probably would disagree with that.
Yeah,
but that's the minority. I'm talking about the majority.
I don't think so.
So you're going underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah. Alcohol.
For me, it's overrated.
I think it's perfectly rated.
I go overrated, but I don't know the difference. But it can still be good and be overrated.
Yeah, sure. I just think that sometimes we think we need alcohol or some in a way, either to have a good time or take the edge off, and you don't. So it's overrated.
But just also think about how much it's helped out ugly people over the years.
I don't understand.
Because when you start drinking, the ugly people are attractive, and it's like, oh, you find me attractive, and so they get some love
get
too.
Made.
Interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't think about that.
Country artists.
Oh, I like this.
Overrated, underrated, or rated just right? Morgan Wallen.
Just right.
Overrated.
No way.
Overrated.
What?
I'll go just right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go just right. I don't think he's underrated by any means.
I mean, everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Because his music is so good.
He can be a victim of his own
and
success.
And he's overrated.
Sure.
It also doesn't mean he's not good, but I do think he's overrated.
Correct.
Okay. I go perfectly rated. Jelly roll.
Perfectly rated.
Underrated.
Perfectly rated. He's starting to feel the love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go perfectly rated. Lainey Wilson.
Perfectly rated.
Overrated.
Perfectly rated.
Like winning Entertainer of the Year?
Perfectly
overrated.
Rated.
She's not Entertainer of the Year, so it's overrated.
Well, she is because she won the award.
No, she won the award, but it was early, so it's overrated.
She's not Entertainer of the Year.
Huh. No, she won the award.
I'll go perfectly rated.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton.
Ooh.
Underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah. Underrated.
Under.
He's rated really high, and he's still underrated.
He's the best.
Yeah. Final category, movies. Forrest Gump.
Perfectly rated.
Perfectly rated.
The best movie ever.
Overrated.
What are you talking?
It's really good, but we talk about it like the best movie of all time.
I think it's one of the best movies of all time. I'll go perfectly rated. Titanic.
Overrated.
I go overrated.
Perfectly rated.
Perfectly rated.
Avatar.
Overrated.
Yeah, overrated.
I go overrated too.
Oh my goodness.
I go better than that one too. I'll go there. We have more we can do later, but there you go.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is, unless you're listening and we're talking about you.
Right,
like,
right,
please,
right.
God, don't say overrated.
Sorry, Morgan.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was like, are we going to do the show?
This show? Overrated.
Ooh, lunchbox.
Yeah. No, individual.
Amy.
Oh, they meant the whole show. Overrated.
Just kidding.
Let's go over to Joe in Panama City Beach. Hey, Joe, what happened to you?
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe. I'm driving on down the road here. I'm in Panama City Beach. And if the guy would have had his turn signal on, I would have had no problem letting him in. But he cuts me off to get into a spot that, I mean, he barely made it through. And I got upset, you know, like we come up to a red light and I said, you know, okay, the light just turned red. I got out of my truck and I started yelling at him at his window.
Okay, hold on. Let's pause here. Because at first.
Choose your adventure.
Yo, my God. At first, I'm like, here's Joe. Almost got in an accident. I get it. I'll be irritated too. I thought that might be the whole story. But then, Joe, you got out of your truck. Are you a big dude, Joe?
No, not really. But I get pissed off easily when it's something like that.
You're at a red light. Okay.
I went to his window.
Oh, my God.
And what does he do? Looks at me and just pulls out a Glock right in front of me. I'm going, I yelled at him. I said, so you're going to shoot me because you're a jerk.
Oh, gosh.
And that's not the words I use, but.
Joe, if I had a gun, I'd have pulled it then, too.
Why is Joe laughing?
I don't know, but
because he's still alive.
How is it funny that he pulled a Glock?
Well, I think he's laughing because he's still alive.
Yeah.
Like, how crazy is that?
Correct.
However, if someone comes up to my car,
oh my God.
I'm sitting there and I can't go forward because there are cars going, doom, 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 and I can't go backward because there's cars behind me, and I have a gun, that's when I grab the gun.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, yeah, I guess. But you're just asking for trouble because what if the other guy has a gun? Like, I would just say, I'm sorry.
Well, if the other guy had a gun, he probably would have pulled it immediately.
Hey, yeah. All good. That's what I would say.
I can't believe Joe kept talking.
Joe, don't get out of the car.
Window down a tiny bit and said, hey, dude, I'm sorry. You know, nothing like that. You know, he just looks at me just like dead-eyed and just pulls out this gun. I'm going, you got to be kidding me.
Everybody loses.
Did you think for a second you could get shot?
Is that the answer nowadays?
Well, the answer, Joe, listen, I completely can understand why it's crazy to see someone pull a gun. But, Joe, you got out of your car and you approached somebody else that's in a vulnerable place just sitting in their car and they can't move. Do you understand how that would freak them out, too?
Oh, yeah, but still. That doesn't give a reason to pull out a gun.
But I would disagree if you're feeling threatened. If you feel like somebody's coming to attack you, that is when I pull out the gun. I don't pull it out because, listen, there's a lot of dumb. The person should have cut you off. Maybe he didn't see. Maybe it was an accident. Probably not. Probably not. It probably wasn't an accident. Somebody rolling around with a Glock probably just going to cut off whoever they want. But this is why, and I'm going to say this again. This is why that if you get mad at somebody because they do something stupid, that you just go, I'm going to chalk this up to them being an idiot, and thankfully I was paying attention because sometimes I'm accidentally an idiot and I hope somebody's paying attention. And also, if I get out and try to double down and go back at the idiot, I could also be an idiot that gets shot.
Yeah.
So, you were in the right to be irritated when he cut you off. You can't walk up to a car at a red light. I think you know that too, Joe. I think Joe knows that.
Does Joe? I feel like
yes,
Joe
does. Joe knows that.
Sounds like Joe's done this before.
Joe, would you do this again?
I probably will.
Okay, see, Joe didn't.
All right, buddy.
Let's not do that.
I'm glad everybody's safe, but we got a learning lesson here.
Yeah.
Even if you're in the right, it can end up way wrong.
Yeah.
Be happy that nobody got shot.
Like, Joe's life was spared, and he'd still do it again.
That's a classic Joe, huh? Classic Joe, am I right? Hey, Joe, glad you're safe, buddy. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate
right,
you calling.
Thanks a lot,
see
guys.
You, buddy.
All right, love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the average parent calls their own parent twice a week to ask for guidance. Huh. I was like, oh, wow. That must be nice.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, well, Amy's parents have died.
They got you.
Both.
Mine?
Yep.
Well, one of them died, and one of them, who knows?
They somewhere
out running wild. But I think it would be cool to be able to call your parents.
Yeah.
Is there a point though where you go, my parents were not on it? Like, I don't want to ask them for advice.
I mean, I'm kind of like, are they going to give me good advice? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like most of the time, I just kind of stay away from that.
Because?
Just because, like, I feel like I've got it under control.
Oh.
And anything that they say is probably going to be, like, pretty generic.
But they raised you.
Yeah, I know. And that's kind of why I have the whole feeling of maybe not ask them.
Lunchbox, you?
I talk to my parents. I don't know about, I guess a little bit about advice, but more just, like, I talk about what's going on, and then they chime in with their advice. I'm not really asking. It's more.
Do you take it, though?
But do you, when you talk to them, you know they're going to give advice, so you don't have to ask.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's more about like with my wife, like not with my kids.
So you want advice on how to handle your wife?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, you know, they've been married.
Like, you ask your dad?
Well, I'll just be like, man, she did this. Oh, my. And we got. And then they'll be like, well.
Like, she's on the porch drinking wine with a guy when I walked up.
No, nah, I don't mind that.
Nighttime stuff, too? You ask your dad about that?
Mm. Like, it doesn't work. Anyway,
go ahead. It doesn't have to be nighttime for that.
Got it.
Well, so anyway, if you reach out to your parents, apparently that's the normal thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Four things you can do in the morning to be happier all day.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah. That too?
Can't do that.
That's not on the
list. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Get screens out of your room. We hear that all the time. I feel like eventually we just need to.
But your phone is a screen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not not having my phone in the room.
There's no way. No way.
We almost never watch TV in the bedroom anymore. We have one, but it may come on once a week at most.
I thought you were watching shows before bed.
We watch in the living room.
Oh.
And then
fall asleep on the couch and then get up?
No, we don't fall asleep, but watch. And then we have time we dedicate if we're going to watch a show and have dinner and with the dogs, and then we go.
That's healthy.
My wife has shown me the importance of don't do a bunch of stuff in the bed because then you just feel like your bed's for doing stuff, like work and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I used to work in bed all the time.
You did everything in bed.
Never left. I'd work.
Eat.
Yep. And so she's like, but no, then you're never going to feel like that's your sleep place.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be a little more sacred.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the next thing you can do is talk to yourself. Now, it doesn't have to be out loud or anything, but talking to yourself and hyping yourself up can set you up for success throughout the day. Like, say you have a presentation or something, you could be like, okay, high five in the mirror.
How many people really have presentations?
You've done this before.
I don't think
you're going to do great. I feel like people, not many. Our job.
Because I say that too, though, but I like, oh, if you have to give a lecture, like, really nobody does that.
I think some people do, like at their jobs.
Almost never.
Okay.
Really?
I overheard two people at the airport the other day. And they were
business
talking,
people, though.
And they were just like, good presentation. It's like, thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Were they doing a parody?
No. It's real life, man.
Okay. Well, maybe so. Maybe. I just don't know any people that do presentations for their job.
Oh, you'll love this because you're Bobby. He just said, thanks, Bob. And it made me think of this. I was at dinner meeting thing with this guy, Bob, who, and I think he's 56. And he said he's now started at 56 to go by Bobby. Because he wants to be younger. So now nobody at his work or anything, they call him Bobby. He's like, it's Bobby. He's changing it. So like your name is keeping people young and fresh.
And then you found $5.
Yeah, did you find $10?
Is that not a good story?
Nah. All right, what else?
Next thing you can do is talk to somebody else. Like,
I would just move on from the story altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then lastly, be thankful.
All right, you got it. I'm thankful this story's over.
Be thankful for your amazing coworkers. All right, this is for...
Did you make that coworkers part up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought so.
Women consider friendships as important as romantic relationships.
Yeah,
I see
that.
And I was like, oh, this is good to know. So that way, as women, we know where our cup gets filled up and we can prioritize friendships. But also, if there's men in our lives and we need to be with our girlfriends, like, you'll understand.
Love it. Can't get enough of it.
Because then that means y'all get to go golf.
It's more Madden and golf time for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that.
I really wanted to prioritize everything.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Hey, more time
you
for us.
Prioritize everything.
Yes, because I absolutely.
Okay. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I don't even like the first part of the story because there's a utility crew and Dylan's leading the crew in Washington and they found a dog in a ditch and the dog had a muzzle on its mouth and was bound with duct tape. Its feet clearly had been abused and somebody didn't want the dog.
Wow.
So some sort of awful person chunked the dog. So the dog wasn't super angry or aggressive with the people even then. So they took the muzzle off and they took it over to the Humane Society. And so they're like, okay, this dog's about 2 years old. It's a blonde golden retriever. And as bad a shape as it was in, it wasn't in long-term bad shape. They're like, okay, just some... They caught the dog pretty quickly after it had been thrown out. So Dylan was like, I want the dog. So they named him Trooper, like Super Trooper. And now Dylan has the dog. And so Dylan, his wife, the dog, and their two other dogs, which is a picture of them like in the backyard. And had he not been there working on that crew at that time, I just wish they would, whatever Big Brother needs to do to find that person.
Yeah.
I'm all for like, don't watch us unless
somebody's
been finding
bad.
Somebody that threw a freaking dog out a door.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like what kind of human could just discard an animal? Okay, let's just say you can't have the dog and you have to just let it go.
Sure.
Okay, that sucks. However, you didn't muzzle it and tape its freaking legs together.
I mean, probably a human that maybe has been discarded in their own way.
Oh, I didn't think about that, Amy.
Struggling.
Like just passing it on.
Well, then we need to, anybody that's been discarded, we just need to discard them. Start over.
No.
Myself included.
No, there can be.
Get rid of all of us and just start over with people that are healthy.
No.
There can be healing.
Okay. I don't know about that. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.